Well, happy Sabbath, everybody. You know, it's always a special Sabbath right after the Feast of Tabernacles and last great day to come back home, because we spent 8 days there observing before God, learning about the good news of God's plan for humanity. And it's a great time. But we've come home now. And what do we do now? You see, it's another 30 weeks exactly from today before the annual spring festivals of God start again. 30 weeks. So I think what we should do is, I looked in Genesis 1 and 2, and I think we found some answers that will help us through that time. Not just only for the feast, the Sabbath, but every day. Every day that we walk and talk and breathe. We're going to look at Genesis 1 today and Genesis 2. We're going to place our focus on these scriptures. And today we're going to look at these very familiar scriptures in a slightly different viewpoint than we have usually done in the past. In chapter 1 and chapter 2 of Genesis, we see that God created the heavens and the earth. In other terms, God has left a legacy for us today. A legacy not only of the physical creation, but also of a spiritual content. Our own legacy is what we leave to others. What changes do we need to make in our own lives so others can say, we left a godly legacy to others? Today we'll look at seven principles on how this can be achieved. Today's sermon is titled, Principles in Creating a Godly Legacy. So I'd like everybody to open their Bibles to Genesis 1. We'll read verses 3 and 4. What we're going to do is we're going to read the verses first, and then we'll look at the principle that God used here on creating a godly legacy in each of these verses. So let's go down to Genesis 1 and verse 3. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and that was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. So principle number one here on creating a godly legacy is we need to get our life under control from the dark places in our lives. You know, those areas that we call of anger and depression and hate, adultery, fornications, wrath, envy, dissensions, and the like. Those dark areas in our lives are brought to life, to light, by determining that we need God to show us through His Spirit those areas that are in opposition to God's way of life. So let's go down now to verses 6 and 8 through 8 in Genesis 1, and we'll read this. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. This God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. So principle number two here, we can find in these scriptures about creating a godly legacy, is we need to set godly boundaries in our lives. We need to know when to say yes, and we need to know when to say no and mean it. God has given us boundaries in our lives through His words, His statutes, and His laws. We must use discipline and ask God for His Spirit to help us not to play outside the boundaries of God, those godly boundaries. Otherwise, we will eventually destroy our focus and develop a legacy in our lives that is direct opposition to the one that we are seeking. That is a godly legacy. So let's drop down to verse 12 and read what it says there. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to his kind. And God saw that it was good. So principle number three here in creating a godly legacy is what you sow, you shall reap. Spiritual fruit is a product of hard work. So what kind of spiritual seeds are you planting in your own lives and in the lives of others? Spiritually speaking, God has shown us what seed to plant that yields tremendous fruit in our lives. Now that fruit is found in Galatians 5:22. I won't have you go there right now. It's a well-known verse, but let me repeat it. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. These nine aspects of the fruit of the Spirit takes time to develop in us and is a product of hard work as we yield to God to show us His ways. Now let's drop down to verse 14 and read down to 16. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth." And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, which is the sun, and a lesser light to rule the night, which is the moon. He made the stars also. So principle four on creating a godly legacy is we must govern our lives for days, years, and seasons to build a godly legacy. We need to feed our mind and heart with daily prayers, meditation, and study of God's Word to focus on God and His truth. So let's drop down to verses 20 through 21 now and read those. Verse 20. Then God said, "Let the waters abound with abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens." So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So principle number five on leaving a godly legacy is God creates with design and purpose. And just as God has created life in abundance in the waters and the air, our legacy that we leave behind needs to have the abundance of the attitude that overcomes the challenges in our life. Remember the eagles as they embrace the air turbulence with their wings. It gives them power to soar higher flight. Our legacy should have the purpose of encouraging others to soar despite their difficulties. We do this by having short-term and long-term goals in our life, created by purpose and through design planning. So let's drop down to verse 26 now and read that verse. Verse 26, and God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and all the earth, and over all creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So principle six here now on creating a godly legacy is know that you are one of God's children. We must act like and take on the spiritual of Jesus Christ, His Son. God has given us physical dominion over the earth. Let us use godly wisdom on how that should be done. Now let's go to our final scripture here in Genesis 2. We'll read verses 2 through 3. On the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. So the seventh principle of leaving a godly legacy is this: we must rest from our labors and keep the Sabbath. God made the seventh day holy time and set apart from all other days. When we do not work on the Sabbath, we are set apart from others who do work on the Sabbath on that day. It shows to others which God we worship. We worship the Creator God. It gives us time to weekly recharge our spiritual batteries as we come to worship him, to hear his word, and to assemble with all those he has called out of the world to be his. Our legacy to others is strengthened by the observance of keeping the Sabbath. So let's quickly go over the seven principles of creating a godly legacy. Principle one: we need to get our life under control from the dark places in our lives. Principle two is we need to set godly boundaries in our lives. Principle number three is what you sow, you reap. Spiritual fruit is the product of hard work. Number four is we must govern our lives for days, years, and seasons to leave a godly legacy. The fifth principle is that God creates with design and purpose. We must also do the same. Principle number six: know who you are. You are one of God's children. We must act like and take on the spiritual character of Jesus Christ, his Son. And the seventh and final principle today in creating a godly legacy is we must rest from our labors and keep the Sabbath. Everyone leaves behind a legacy after their death, but only a few people leave behind a legacy worth talking about. May we all leave a godly legacy of character and love.